Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. And as ER report started this morning talking about legends in concert. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he is one of the most popular Jamaica reggae and dancehall singer of all time. Did I stutter when I say that? He is one of the most popular Jamaican reggae and dancehall singer of all time. When you talk about legendary, he is indeed legendary. He is live in the studio. Mr. Truth and Rights, Anthony Turner, go ahead and introduce our guests.
Well, you're talking about legendary Rasclem. Well, I like to call him the godfather of dancehall. And the name is well-deserving for Mr. Johnny Osborne, describing his contribution to reggae as it has evolved to becoming an international genre. His song, Sing J Style, is viewed by many as the precursor to the dancehall phenomenon, evidenced in popular Jamaican music culture today. The evolution of this aspect in the 1980s prompted an increase in sound systems across the globe and necessitated the need for dubs, as sound system selectors in every crevice and corner of the world craved to establish dominance. The demand for dubs escalated singularly because of Mr. Johnny Osborne. Osborne's classic hit song, Sian Blind Warrior, that was rehashed by the legendary Bonnie Wailer, while reggae songstress Marcia Griffiths, she covered Warrior. British group UB40, We Were Combat Darling, which peaked at number 10 on the UK charts back in 1988. Johnny's songs have been sampled by many, including 07, Dim Sherman, The Beastie Boys, and many others. His 5-star rated album, Truths and Rights, by Attila, big album on Cox & Dodd Studio One label, is ranked as one of reggae's all-time classic album. We're extremely happy to welcome in studio our special guest, Mr. Johnny Ice Cream Love Osborne. Welcome, Johnny.
He is a product of the Alpha Institute, ladies and gentlemen, and what a la la it is going to be. Sunday, May 29th, inside the Capitol Theater, the legendary Johnny Osborne, live.
What a la la.
What a la la.
What a la la.
It's gonna be.
Papa Johnny in your area.
He is, you know.
Ooh, what a la la. What a la la. Papa Johnny in your area. We will ram dance all and we call party.
Oh yeah.
Papa Johnny in your area. We will ram dance all and we call party. Papa Johnny super power.
What a la la it's going to be. Johnny Osborne, good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, good morning.
I welcome
good
you.
Good morning, Johnny.
Yes, morning, sir.
I welcome you to the studios of Groovin' Radio. How have you been, Johnny Osborne?
Well, I've been blessed. I can't complain, you know, because so much to be thankful for, you know, I mean, from that time till this time, from 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and in the new millennium, still kicking it strong. What more could I ask?
And you know, Johnny, we're talking about, you mentioned the 60s, 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the millennium. I mean, it has been a journey. Take us back, Johnny, for those who don't understand, because I dubbed you as one of the most popular Jamaica reggae singer and dancehall singer. So not only that you are a reggae singer, you have dominated the dancehall for all these years. Take us back. How has it been, Johnny?
Well, it's been a long journey, and I can't complain because I was just doing this for the love of the music, because I just love the music. And as I said, I started in the 60s. I was trying to establish myself mm-hmm. as a vocalist. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, it was very hard in the beginning because auditions from studio to studio every Sunday, and mm-hmm. you go to studio and you have 100, 200, 300 people, and
wow.
and everybody come, and sometimes the audition, if you reach late, mm-hmm. you may have 500 or 100 people, and they're going to audition
mm-hmm.
50. If you are number 51, you know, you have to come back next week. Maybe next week you're number 61, you have to come back. You have to come back. So, there was this producer called JJ,
mm-hmm.
and I had a little group. You know, me and my friend had a little group. Mm-hmm. I call ourselves. We used to have a name, but when we go to JJ, JJ changed the name to Soul Leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we did a little song called Beauty's Only Skin Deep. And
mm-hmm.
I had another one called Rock Me Steady Baby. But when we come to the chorus of the song, JJ have a lot of jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like he's looking for songs to put in his jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
And then he never liked them. Mm-hmm. Never like the chorus, so mm-hmm. it say rock me steady, baby, rock me steady, girl, I make mm-hmm. you feel all right. So JJ just said, nah, man, we want something catchier than that, and him changed the chorus, and I say rock me steady, baby, rock me steady, girl, come make me pour on the sauce, and listen to me, you know, so it's called Pour on the Sauce,
mm-hmm.
and that was my very first
right.
recording, mm-hmm. right? Pour mm-hmm. on the Sauce, maybe, mm-hmm. and JJ label. And then I used to sing with a band called the Wildcats, and
mm-hmm.
the manager for the Wildcats loved my voice, so at one time, him decided to, you know, record a song with me. So my very, so the next song after that called All I Have Is Love.
Right, right.
So I recorded that 60-something.
Mm-hmm. When did the break came? When did Johnny Osborne realize that doing this music thing, doing this singing thing for the love of it, for recreation, when did the break came that Johnny Osborne realized that, boy, I want to do this forever, you know? When did that break came?
Well, now, I wrote some songs. I've been singing them, trying to audition them, and I couldn't, you know, I didn't get through, but I still persevere
mm-hmm.
and keep singing these songs.
Mm-hmm.
And like me and Winston Riley,
mm-hmm.
we live close, you know, like mm-hmm. in close proximity.
Mm-hmm.
Winston Riley, Techniques, and Sensations, you know, so we used to sit and sing Runaway Street all the time, you know, so we just sit and sing. So I know their song that they are writing, they know mine, so we sing each other, we're singing together.
Mm-hmm.
So me and the Sensations used to sit and sing together. Mm-hmm. So even when I'm singing my song, they were singing and the harmony and all that. So here's where I try to record it
mm-hmm.
till Winston Riley started to produce. And in 1969, Winston Riley decided to record Come Back Darling.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1969, like maybe late 68, you know, we started mm-hmm. the recording, but then in 69 we start record some more songs. So
mm-hmm.
to Warrior, See I'm Blind, Come Back Darling, one say if a fish should keep in motion, Timur get caught. So Winston recorded those and record a full album. But the album wasn't finished in 68, the end of 68. In 69, my mother decided to come to Jamaica
mm-hmm.
to take me. My mother was living in Canada. My mother migrated, so
mm-hmm.
my mother wanted to carry me to Canada. So she, you know, like, you know, 1969 now is when politics just start brewing up, and I was living in Western Kingston in Johnstown, so my okay. mother said, I have to get me out of Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1969, when the political war started, my mother just decided to come for me.
Mm-hmm.
And right in August, my mother decided to come and the album wasn't finished. And the day when I was to migrate, that was the day when we finished the album.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the first year Jamaica playing that, they had, you know, on the airport to mm-hmm. show, you know,
mm-hmm.
to show you what it's going to look like.
Right.
I took the album cover picture on that. And that plain step, like I'm going, and a girl is reaching out to me. Come mm-hmm. back, darling.
Mm-hmm.
So, That's all when I made that. I made that song, and we finish it in the morning, and in the afternoon, I catch the flight.
Wow. Wow.
I migrate to Canada. I did not come back to Jamaica until 19. I lived 69, and I took a trip 1973 mm-hmm. for maybe a week or two. I can't remember mm-hmm. if it's a week or two. And then mm-hmm. and then I did one or two songs and then go back. And then I didn't come back now mm-hmm. until 1969. Mm-hmm. Until 1979.
79.
Yeah, like I come back 1979 and decide mm-hmm. to take up this thing again because Come Back Darling was a great album.
Yes.
See I'm Blind. Mm-hmm, and like this album. So meanwhile, this album was having a success in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. I was migrating.
Yeah.
At the same day when I made the album. So I did not reap any of that success within that 1969 to 1979.
Wow, wow. So you talk about you finished the album in the morning.
Yeah.
And Anthony, he boarded a plane. Oh. He boarded a plane and left Jamaica that afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, our very, very special guest is the Godfather. Yes, man himself, Johnny Osborne. He's live.
Coming from the line of King Solomon, greatest son of King David, rise in his kingly character. Him no come as no lamb to be slaughtered. They know them say him dead at Ethiopia. I lie them a help and Jaja. Jaja live him a the rightful savior.
No, Johnny Osborne, fill the gap here because you left Jamaica in 1969. I'm a 60s baby, and I just cannot imagine. I'm sitting here with an artist who has been singing from the 60s, and still singing on top of your game. So the 10 years that you were out of Jamaica, you were in Canada. What was Johnny Osborne doing then to keep the vocals going? And what were you doing just as Johnny Osborne? What were you doing as Errol Osborne then?
All right, then. No, so, all right, so, go Canada now. Mm-hmm. Canada is a place now. Like my mother took me there on a visit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like my mother filed for me, my brother, and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
They were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really fussy about foreign because I'm fussy about singing. I'm kind of interested in singing. So I'm not really want to, I don't know what is in foreign. I'm sure of what is in Jamaica. So
mm-hmm.
what I did, I had to, my mother keep on trying to, you know, the papers come and I don't want to go. So I'm not going to look about passport, mm-hmm. passport picture. So I realized I'm holding back my brother and my sister. So what I did, mm-hmm. I tell them to take my name off of the paper and let my brother and my sister go. Because mm-hmm. they're younger. And I send my brother and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm the only one left with my grandmother. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, so now I'm there trying to sing. And right when I decide to get this break,
mm-hmm.
right now, already, you know, come start, make the song them now. And one and two, I play upon the radio and mm-hmm. the people, I get for no say the thing I could go on now.
Right.
Right, the politics kick up in 1969. Mm-hmm. You know, the beginning of 1969, it gets serious. Serious political killing and shooting. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. my mother decided, say, she have to get me out there. So now, that is when I realized, I mean, my music I play and them at that, but because in 1969, Come Back Darling was number four
mm.
on the chart,
mm-hmm.
for, you know, for that year, 1969, and the number one song was Consider Me
mm-hmm.
by maybe, Eddie Floyd.
Mm.
Right? So I was right up here and just ready for the thing now. I say, yes, look like we can do this. All right, my mother just come take me. So for that 10 years, from 1969 to 1979, when I was being established and I'm becoming famous, uh-huh. I wasn't around there. I never get it. They're Jamaica, yes, they're Canada. And then now, reach Canada now, I decided to stay because, you know, like, my mother couldn't file for me because I was over 18.
Mm-hmm. See,
mm-hmm. I went here when I was 22.
Right.
So, well, I'm not. I've tried to stay there, so
mm-hmm.
I've tried to be looking, you know, about some papers now. So I had to be working,
mm-hmm.
doing some work, you know, work as shipper,
mm-hmm.
a shipper in a mm-hmm. In some company. My sister used to work at a paper company,
right?
Other other PAYE clerk, so she got me a job there. So I used to work there because you have to pay tax and establish
yourself.
But at the same time, I was singing around with some bands on the weekend.
Right.
And I established a band called Aishan People.
Mm-hmm.
I did an album with a band called Aishan People, produced by David Clayton Thomas of mm-hmm. Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Mm-hmm.
And then now my name started to come up in Canada. And I, you know, keep reggae strong in Canada. So,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, so while I was in Jamaica, I was keeping reggae, you know, bringing reggae on the map in Canada.
Mm-hmm. You talk about Anthony, and just think about this. You know, Johnny mentioned 1969. Jamaica was getting hot politically. I don't know if you know this, you know, but or if the audience know this. But 1969 was the first year that Jamaica recorded 100 shooting. 1969 was the first year that Jamaica recorded 100 shooting, and between that 10-year gap of Johnny Osborne leaving Jamaica, if Johnny thought Jamaica was hot in 1969, he returned in 1979 when Jamaica started seeing over 1,000 killing per year. So Jamaica was super hot when Johnny Osborne come back. But then think about the music. When Johnny came back to Jamaica in the 70s, the music took off by then Johnny Osborne. So now reggae music is established, and not only in Jamaica, reggae music is established worldwide. So Johnny Osborne coming back to Jamaica, tell us about that.
Well, right now in 1979, like if you think 1969 comeback darling was the comeback darling, 1979 and the real comeback darling coming forward now, and it's like I've been trying to get to sing a song.
Mm-hmm.
For Cox and Dad.
Yeah.
To be on the studio and label.
Uh-huh.
All of my time when I try to sing, I never get into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get back to Jamaica, I went around him. My friend Earl Bagger Walker was the bass player, studio one, and he's my friend, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I went to see him. And I said, what, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Sir Dean, you know. Make sure they know you out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And him said, tell the gate man, say, let in Johnny, I don't know who this.
Let in the singer.
Yeah, so we come in and. Me here, Baga, knock the door, and say, who that? I say, Baga, I say, what? I say, Sturdy, I see you. I say, Johnny Osborne there, you know. I say, Johnny Osborne, who? Johnny Osborne. I say, yeah, man, I remember Johnny. I say, oh, Jackson, I'm there for. So Jackson want me to, and say, what happened, Jackson? I say, you know, me just come back from Canada and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
me I listen to some studio and rhythm all these 10 years me there.
In Canada.
Yeah. And me I listen to them rhythm. And me have a set of rhythm and me love and
mm-hmm.
go and come try sing some song upon them. And them I say, then Jackson, right now at the right time, Jackson. So him I say, so me say, tomorrow me come check you, sir, D. And me go check him, you know, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell it, that's right, I'm going to name him and read him there, man. I say, Jackson, they did that back room there, you know, but the pure dust, you know. I say, sir, this your old T-shirt, yeah, give me it. I'm going to go around there and say, well, Jackson, you don't know them there, you know, and them send me and the engineer. The engineer, what's his name? Well, cousins, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go around there and let me see the tape, you know, let me see my rhythm, well, the tape we have on the rhythm, we just take it up. Take a T-shirt, dust it off, put it down, mm-hmm. and start pack up tape, you know. So mm-hmm. we put one half of one,
mm-hmm.
two half of the other, and whatever, and bring them, and bring all the tape them,
mm-hmm.
wherever, and read them in one. We pile them up in the control room of the studio now, so you know, say, right now, it's like a doctor.
Yeah.
They have a patient, them line up. So you know, we all chop them down one by one, and we start to voice. But the first one of my voice band was, still another version of Salomon, so
mm-hmm.
I mean, like it. I think that version of Salomon is where Carlton Livingston sing, don't follow rumors.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I mean, like that. I have a song for it, say, never miss your water till your well run dry. Oh, my little sister, dry the teardrop from your eyes.
Mm.
Brothers dying by the hour. Woman needing more manpower. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Because that's what you're going to Jamaica and come. But me say, water more than flower. Man can't mind them baby mother. You understand?
Yeah.
And shooting, I go on. So,
yeah.
The first song, right, my voice was studio one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then now, I go up on that journey there. I'm voice the Truth and Right album. Then voice them tune the one after the
other. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Truth and Rights in a moment, but the Rude Boy Skanking. When did the Rude Boy Skanking combo?
The massive them not left it.
Johnny Osborne.
And all the Rude Boys love it.
The legendary.
Who is like the Rude Boys tonight? I'm talking about the Rude Boys gang. I in that every dance and do the Rude Boys gang. I'm talking about the Rude Boys gang. And every girl I try to do the Rude Boys gang. Ooh-wee. The uptown girls, them I do it. The downtown girls, them I do it.
And knowing how separated Jamaica was then, Johnny. Uptown and downtown,
yeah,
and
man.
You know, you have the aristocrats, and
yeah.
You know, was separated. Rude Boy Skanking, uptown girl, let me do it, downtown people, let me do it. Tell us about this.
Because you know, mm-hmm. Me come back to Jamaica now, 1917, when me realize now,
mm-hmm.
Well, 12 tribes of Israel,
mm-hmm.
I figure, so, you know, me remember 12 tribes of Israel from day one,
mm-hmm.
Because before Godman even established the first 12.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Baga and Pablo and Jalinx,
mm-hmm.
used to go up at Gadman Yard, yeah, sit in, mm-hmm. and read up some book from Gadman of Charter 15.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was even 12 tribe, it was Charter 15,
mm-hmm.
you know, a charter of the Ethiopian World Federation. So me say, hang on, you know, go up there, sit in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm come back and realize the trench to 12 tribe now established,
mm-hmm.
big,
mm-hmm.
and about headquarters. But I said, wow, you have to come up at, you have to come up at the HQ now. Come, mm-hmm. come see Godman, look at the thing big, and I go up there and say, wait, 12 tribe big, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Now the Rasta thing now is a whole heap of uptown girls,
mm-hmm.
and boy, I go university, high college, and you know, mm-hmm. you know, up top people, kids, where. I'm like a brown girl, I'm just go, you know, brown guys, and them start to see
yeah.
at the roots of the thing now. So, and a little girl and boy from uptown, when them leave home, them have them Rasta belt in them bag.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
when them go to school now,
and put it in.
Them Rasta belt, they, in a them waist, and the girl, them have them little tam man with a red gold and green. When them go home, them take it off back. So, me, I realize, wait. The thing I go on. So when they go at the party, them know. When them go out,
mm-hmm.
them people, them don't know, see them have them tam,
mm-hmm.
and them belt. When I reach the first party, me see, the uptown girls, them a dub it.
Yeah.
The downtown girls, them a dub it. Auntie Ruthie, she like it. You understand me? I say, Uncle Rufus, a skank it. I tell you, so, you have to make that tune there.
Yeah. Anthony, so you want him uptown boy, put on your Rasta belt when you come out, Anthony, eh?
No, I said the thing again, because you find, remember, you know, me was not uptown, you know,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
my mother,
right?
Nobody grew me,
mm-hmm.
and my granny, no like, my granny, Christian, mm-hmm. the Rasta thing, mm-hmm. they no work, you know, you have to have the, some bathroom dread,
mm-hmm.
out the road there, and you come home, you make sure you comb and fix yourself, and, you know, so. Right. It's like, for me, was not uptown, I mean,
mm-hmm.
my granny and my mother, no real, you know that thing, they say, can I manage the real uptown,
mm-hmm.
them people, and nah, take that thing there, but
mm-hmm.
them still have them belt and thing, and so till after, them just start dreading them people, if you start accept it, because them see, say, some progressive Rasta,
yes,
and
yes.
some progressive things.
Yeah, yeah. Anthony?
Well, yeah, no, I was just going to say, 1969 was significant, not just for the combat, darling, thing, anything, I remember. 1969 is when we get to the phone sitting on bench.
Yes, yeah.
And Rock City
yeah.
was also very prevalent. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
At a critical time.
All yeah.
right, Kimba.
We'll pick that up when we come back after the 11 o'clock break. Mr. Truth and Rights is live. Johnny Osborne inside the studios. Next week, Sunday night, the Capitol Theater comes alive. Legends in concert.
Render your art and not your garment.
That's right.
The truth is there
Rastafari.
For who have eyes to see. Partiality has no place in this judgment.
wear your heart and not your garments. The truth is there for who have eyes to see.
That's right.
Partiality has no place in this judgment. Remember the words of prophecy. Children run, come to truths and right. That's what I'm about. You know the truths and right.
And as I welcome you back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final 26 minutes of our Grooving Radio's presentation, as I oftentimes say to you that I am about truth and rights, but the original Mr. Truth and Rights is inside the studio. So I thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, from wherever you are in the world this morning, tuning in to Grooving Radio. I welcome you to our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. The legendary, legendary Johnny Osborne is live. Anthony Turner, our writer, is also a part of the conversation. Next week, Sunday evening, Memorial Day Sunday, Johnny Osborne, alongside Sister Marcia Griffiths, the queen of reggae music, and the legendary Leroy Eptone Sibbles, backed by Derek Barnett and the Statement Band, legends in concert, again, inside the Capitol Theater. Mr. Truth and Rights, in the background, you're listening to Truth and Rights. And someone just asked me about Pablo Black, if he was the BSC. But correction, sir, he was a keyboard player, huh?
Yeah, Pablo Black is one of studio one top keyboard player. When Jackie Mitu left, Pablo Black played on a lot of the tune then.
Right, right. Studio one, because Anthony, welcome back.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay, so we talk about Studio One, because Leroy Sibbles have an history embedded in Studio One. And, you know, you look at the legendary musicians and the legendary artists like yourself who have come up through Studio One. Take us back, and who are some of the guys you work with inside of Studio One?
All right. First of all, I must let you know that, as I say, I never live far from Studio One, so you know me can't walk from where I live, come to Studio One. And I've been coming there for years. I've seen everybody who come and go, and may not get the foot in of the thing all them years of me try for audition. So we see everybody and we out there, and we always hang out there. So you know, like, that's one of my hangout place from Studio One. And one of my friend live across from Studio One, you're the bar there, and Rastaman have a hotel across the way, in front too. So, you know, we used to book this up. And when we used to beat the chalice, we used to cross the street and deal with that. See, so that I'm a place. So, them time there, you know, like, Studio One, to me, now when we check it back, it's like a musical college, you know. So every day, like from Alton, Ken Bood, Leroy Sibbles, you don't know, say. So, a lot of people know Leroy Sibbles as the lead vocalist of the Eptones. I know him as Eptones lead singer and a great singer and all these things. But then, like, Leroy Sibbles is one of the legendary singer, but a lot of people may not know the legendary bass player, because a lot or most of the songs them, you know, we made it out of Studio One. There are a few other bass players, but Leroy Sibbles was there more than most bass players, I think, you know, because, you know, him always present for sing. So, if the bass, you know, there when music I go make.
A Leroy.
So, Leroy always there, you know. So, it's a Leroy play bass plan. So, them have to know, say, Leroy are one of the... Them car, we know, say, Light Parks and the Bass Wizard. Basically, Leroy Sibbles. Leroy Sibbles are one of the legendary bass player who responsible for a lot of bass lines, for a lot of signature reggae, roots reggae songs from that time till now. So, you know, maybe sometimes people don't talk about Leroy Sibbles as a bassy. So we don't know Eptones do already. We know everything about Eptones. Eptones on top, you have to put on the album, then if you take it off, you just play it till it's done. But when you talk about bass line, people for remember, for salute Leroy Sibbles, for them bass line there. I don't think him get
the credit.
The credit.
Pull up.
But you know, Johnny, even yourself as a singer, as a reggae singer, and as a dancehall singer, personally, we think you haven't gotten your just due, Johnny. We don't think people recognize your contribution the way it should be recognized in the music. I mean, a man who has been singing from the 60s, and truth to be told, you look at Johnny Osborne, and I'm not even going to say your age, but you look at a Johnny Osborne, and you cannot tell that Johnny Osborne is a senior in this community. Johnny looked like a little boy from down the corner just because he have little beard and little grayness in it.
Yeah, Andrew, me nah, you just for men, because I need more for women, you know.
But Johnny, one thing we can't make you leave without getting another little t-shirt, because the whole dub plate phenomenon, and if you're a selector, you know, have little sound boy in your selection, then you're not a real selector.
You have to have little sound boy. I have to have reason, can't find the reason. I have to have dub plate playing in the ghetto tonight. They're gonna rock it tonight. Rascal, my killer sound boy tonight. I understand what I say. And you have to have. Oh, what a la la. What a la la. A rascal in the area. Cause they may run me dance all and in cock party.
Yeah.
Rascal in the area. And when they come to rubber dub, me say them have to check away.
Rascal
in Andrea in the area. Listen. I said, I don't want no ice cream sound. It is too soft for me.
Hold on. Hold on.
Is it, man?
You know, Johnny, you talk about the reasons. And the song, The Reasons, originally done by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's one of my personal favorite songs.
No, let me drop that to you now. Let me drop that to you.
Special dedication to each and everyone. Oh, well, oh, well. I'll keep finding the reasons why my love, it won't disappear. You'll find the reasons. Wanna love you, baby, my dear. Now I'm thinking your body, that's real. If it's just rising, I don't wanna feel I'm in the wrong place to be real. Oh, and I'm longing to love you just for a night. Kissing and hugging and holding you tight. Please let me love you with all my mind.
Now, when you listen to a song like The Reasons, and as I said, originally done by Earth, Wind, and Fire, what possessed a Jamaican, what possessed a Rasta man in Jamaica, what possessed a Johnny Osborne to sing over The Reason?
All right. Reason is one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. When I was in Canada, mm-hmm. I used to sing with a lot of different bands, right, mm-hmm. to survive. You know, financially, because mm-hmm. I show my food. Mm-hmm. Regardless what me I do, if me ever sing with a band, me show my food. So, mm-hmm. now, if you got to go mainstream nightclub, because mainstream nightclub is 6 nights a week, Monday to Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, if your band is going to get hired for mm-hmm. any mainstream club mm-hmm. in North America at that time, mm-hmm. you have to be singing top 40 material.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to sing some R&B and some funk and all them thing. And now, so we have to get into that. So now this was a song I used to sing when I used to sing falsetto. I used to sing falsetto at one time because we survive in the R&B and the nightclub thing there. You have to sing them things. So I used to sing it a lot. Mm-hmm. So now when we come back to Jamaica, I realize now, one, get this reason in a rubber dub style. It's a love song, but mm-hmm. go and put it in a rubber dub style. Because through them time, the man a dance with woman in a dance.
Mm-hmm.
If they go have this great love song on a rubber dub rhythm,
mm-hmm.
and a man a dance with a girl and hear them the words there, I'm more pressure in the thing. So, man no leg a woman when them tune the place. So, so that's how come now, I say. So now, come and me hear the taxi and me say, so I want to tell you, it's years I've been singing it, mm-hmm. just sing it in a dance hall and did never record it, you know, for mm-hmm. a long, long time mm-hmm. until Steely and Cleavey
mm-hmm.
decide for make a rhythm, for make over the taxi. I'm mm-hmm. singing pan for them taxi.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bobby Condon make this slightly hip-hop taxi and I'm singing pan it again, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, me I say now, me always I say, we can always take them love song and make it reggae.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So me just take the love song and make it reggae. But me want, me never want it. I wasn't trying to be Earth, Wind and Fire. I mean, I want it like Earth, Wind and Fire. I mean, I want to be like Earth, Wind and Fire. Right. I can't sound yep. like Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yeah.
But they'll try to put me yep. and just sing it. Saying, but then I could sing it in the same key
mm-hmm.
and make it sound good.
Right,
so
right. Now, next week, Sunday evening, you're going to be sharing the stage with Sister Marcia Griffiths, celebrating 58 years as a singer. It was 1964 that Byron Lee and the Dragonaires first placed Marcia Griffiths on a stage. 58 years later, she is still the queen of reggae music. Leroy Eptone Sibbles, the former lead singer of the Eptones that made waved in the Rocksteady era. And today, Leroy still remain one of the most distinguished musician, arranger, singer, and bassist out of Jamaica. Johnny Osborne will be on that stage, backed by Derek Barnett, the legendary Derek Barnett, and the Statement Band. And speaking of Studio One Rhythm, Agia Tune, Agia Rhythm. Johnny Osborne, live inside the studios of Ruben Radio. We're gonna let him go. We're gonna let him go.
But let me hear you say, oh, oh, oh. Oh, what a la la. Oh, what a tra la la la. A rubber dub in the area. But let me hear you say, oh, oh, oh. Oh, what a la la. Oh, what a tra la la la. Harass claiming at the area. Cause we rammy dance all and we cock party. A rubber dub in at the area. And if they come to rubber dub, me say them have to check away. Beside that me you find Andrea. Let me hear, oh, oh, oh. Oh, what a la la. Oh, what a tra la la la. A rubber dub in at the area. Said dub plates playing in the ghetto tonight. We're gonna rock it tonight. We really gonna rock you tonight.
Yes, right.
Hey, me a parade up, let me tell you tonight. Hey, me a parade up, let me rubber dub style. Everybody dancing, people singing. A rubber dub, I do it tonight. Everybody dancing and the people keep on singing. We're really gonna rock it tonight.
It's Sunday, May 29th, ladies and gentlemen, inside the Capitol Theater. The legendary Johnny Osborne will be live. You don't want to miss it. He is live inside the Groovin' Radio Studios as we speak. And let me tell you this. This event is going to be extremely special. You heard Anthony Turner mention at the kickoff of ER Report that a legendary whaler will also be given a congressional award. This is no joke, ladies and gentlemen, because for many years, we warned you that Bonnie Livingston Whaler wasn't the only original whaler that was still left here on Earth. Miss Beverly Kelso is right here. Here in the Bronx, and you will get a chance to see her, witness her live for the first time. You will see her on a stage, ladies and gentlemen. And we talk about Johnny Osborne, Leroy Eptone Sibbles, and the queen of reggae music. Here's another Leroy dub. Here's another Leroy dub. Johnny Osborne live. Showcasing what you're gonna miss, what you're gonna get next week, Sunday. Johnny, Osborne.
Yeah, find the reason. Yeah, find the reason. Yeah, find the reason. For my love, it won't disappear. Can't find a reason. Wanna love your baby, my dear. Now I'm keeping your body. If it's real, temperature rising. I don't wanna feel I'm in the wrong place to be real. I'm longing to love you just for a night. Kissing and hugging and holding it tight. Please let me love you with all my might. Can't find the reasons why my love, it won't disappear. Can't find a reason. Wanna love your baby, my dear. I can't find the reasons. Oh, wanna love, oh baby.
Ladies,
I love my love.
So ladies and gentlemen, it is a taste. It is a taste of what you will witness next week, Sunday night, inside the Capitol Theater. To let you know how serious I am taking this one, I am leaving Grooving Radio here in the studios next week, Sunday. The boss lady says she'll give me a little bit of work up on the thing. So I'm not coming next week, Sunday. Not at all. I'm not coming here. So ladies and gentlemen, I expect to see each and every single one of you at the Capitol Theater. I have 5 pair of tickets. Five pairs of tickets given to us by SY Grace. We're going to give them away today. But the only way you can get them, you have to come to SY Grace. You have to shop at SY Grace. And we're going to give you that chance to win a pair of tickets. But I have 5 pairs. We have discounted ticket today at SY Grace right now. And the event is going to go until 3 p.m. DJ Sean, no 2 p.m. thing can work. We are going until 3 p.m. So when I leave here, I'm heading down to SY Grace. Now, for ticket outlets, you can stop at People's Choice in the Bronx, Vegan's Delight, Bouncy Bundle. If you're in Queens, VP Records. If you're in Brooklyn, Jamaica National. They're down there on Utica Avenue. Omar the Flagman, Golden Crossing, White Plains, and Fulton Street. They have tickets, ladies and gentlemen. Or you could call the office at 914-417-1686. That is 914-417-1686. 1686. Johnny.
Ross.
Yes, go ahead, Anthony.
We can't make Johnny leave and him not touch the booty bye.
Anthony.
Well, I have a talk to Ross.
We need to hear that one, the Ross.
Anthony, talk to Ross.
But let me say this, though. Let me say this, Johnny, really and truly. I want people to understand that an individual like yourself who has contributed so much to reggae music, we want to honor you. We want to recognize you while we can. As we witness what happened to even an individual like Tabby Diamond. How his life was snuffed out. And we watched his funeral service yesterday as it started at Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. No, we want to celebrate Johnny now. And it's the next week, Sunday. I want the folks to come out and understand. Come be a part of history. Come be a part of something that is extremely special. Johnny Osborne, over 50 years in music. Marcia Griffiths, over 50 years in music. Leroy Sibbles, over 50 years in music. It is going to be extraordinary, ladies and gentlemen. So come out and be a part of the Westchester Reggae Festival inside the Capitol Theater. It is a stone throw away from the Bronx, so not because it's a Portchester, Westchester County. It's a 12-minute ride from the Bronx if you drive, ladies and gentlemen. So we invite everyone from Connecticut to come down. We invite everyone from the Westchester area to come on in and be a part of this great event. Johnny, the floor is yours. Tell them, if you take the train and you come off of Portchester, exactly 1 minute walk. Exactly 1 minute. As a matter of fact, 30 seconds. It's right across the street. Johnny, tell them why they should be a part of this great event.
Well, they should be a part of this great event because you have 3 legendary reggae artists, you know, and who in the business for over 50 years. Me know say Marcia Griffiths, a reggae royalty. Me know Leroy Sibbles, a reggae royalty. I mean, I don't really know if me a reggae royalty, but if we know Cesar is okay with me too, but guess what? If them three are a reggae royalty, me don't know why reggae royalty, but me tell you now, I'm definitely going to be there next week, Sunday evening. You see me?
Well, Johnny,
I say?
Well, Johnny, you know what? I tell them say you're reggae royalty. You are indeed reggae royalty.
I don't mean to like so much about me. You know,
no.
Yes,
well,
so I just like sing it.
Well, let me say it.
Bring it and sing it. Say it.
Well, let me say it. You legendary Johnny Osborne. You know, I mean, you've been beyond just a reggae artists out of Jamaica. So me could leave them with the 10 for Dubna. Me could leave them with that one. From Lira. Johnny. Johnny Osborne. Live.
Ask him, I put it by the man, same one to me.
So ladies and gentlemen, hold on, because I can't eat my ear myself. Hold on, man. So, Anthony Turner. Anthony.
Anthony. Number one song.
Anthony, so let me say this.
What?
Three weeks ago, we had Leroy Epto and Sibyls inside the studio, right? 3 weeks ago, we had what? Leroy here, right? And Leroy laid out the music that he has done over the years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Leroy has done some extraordinary tunes. So I could just leave them with that one.
Yeah, hold up your hands if you love them, your fashion and the style. Give me now. There is a massive in the corner, all of them just have a love for murder. Me rap. But let me hear you say, whoa, yeah. Me hear you say, whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah. Why you the rest of that? No, you're done. No, next week, Sunday evening, saying so. But just giving you a little bit of that. See, I don't know, Johnny has been to dance all Godfather from Jamaica. Let me see him and write up that Pampy Bacamers and Dominica from Jamaica. Them things they made like computer. I don't know, I done there from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and then new millennium, I kick it strong. I don't know, all day, all night long, it's my reggae song. I don't know, Johnny has been to the world. I don't know, Ras Clem. Yeah. I don't know Andrea Bullins and I don't know. Big up on yourself.
See? One love.
And I enjoyed it this morning.
Thank you so much, Johnny. I want to thank you so much for getting up this early. I didn't know that you were such an early man. And because, you know, most time you say to an artist, the interview is going to be at 9 o'clock, boy. I'm asleep, you know. But Johnny, you're here from 9 o'clock this morning.
All right, you see it. Yeah, I'm not really going late on the thing.
Yes,
know,
man. Yeah, man. So
we have a big up WVIP.
Yes, sir.
New York's Caribbean voice, you don't know.
Where many different Caribbean voices are here.
All right.
Right here on 93.5.